today is the last day of existence of LYIT as an institute, so it formally finishes off tonight and then we move into the Atlantic Technological University from tomorrow. We're very anxious that the Atlantic Technological University will become part of the normal parlance. So it's a very strong name and I think it captures a lot of the region that we're talking about. But I think obviously ATU is easily said and easily remembered, and that's obviously become part of the language fairly quickly as well. You have a situation where you're setting up a new university with a new president, a new governing body, a new academic council. All those things have to be put in place and there'll be one president, one governing body, one academic council. So that unifies the three existing institutions into one from the very beginning. And then, you know, we've really got to look at structures, and the new president will be considering this as what's the most efficient structures for running the organisation, while at the same time, you know, we have to operate as one and as a new university. We're also very conscious of the regional dimension. We're moving from, you know, Letterkenny IT is an institution of 5,000 students with around 400 staff. We're now to an institution with 22,000 students with 2,500 staff, and all of the additional, you know, power and strength that comes with that. When the dust settles on all of this, you'll have the Dublin Technological University as the biggest one, and we'll be the second biggest. So from our perspective, you know, our bargaining power has improved, our scale has improved, and, you know, we should be able to bring a lot of the capacity and capabilities of the other campuses within the university to bear here in this region as well.